Hello, and welcome again to Life Skills Coaching Classes. I am your host, S. Monique Freeman Jones, and I'm excited today because our podcast today is about conflict resolution. We're going to talk about what conflict is and how to resolve conflict when it gets to that elevated level and notice the signs of conflict resolution. So what is conflict? Conflict is a serious disagreement or argument, typically a protracted one. What is resolution? Resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. The action of solving a problem or dispute or a contingent matter. So let's understand what conflict resolution is. Conflict is a normal or kind of unnormal part of life. It's between two people that cannot agree on something, that can't agree all the time. It's always an argument. Sometimes you're going to argue between your parents, your siblings, your teachers. So how are you going to solve that conflict? How are you going to handle it? So let's remember when that happens, what are the key points? And there are six of them that you need to remember. First, you need to keep cool. Then you need to listen to what's being said. Repeat. Repeat it. Explain it. Say I'm sorry. Even if it's not your fault, say I'm sorry. And then try to problem solve. The both of you need to problem solve. If it is a group, if you're in a team meeting, problem solve. There's always going to be a conflict in a team meeting because no one is never going to agree. So successful conflict resolution depends on your ability to manage your stress while being alert and calm. By staying calm, you can accurately read the interpretation of a verbal or non-verbal communication. And when I say verbal, that's the tone of voice of someone, and that's the pitch that they are. If they're screaming at you and all in your face, if they're saying some profanity, that's interpreting their verbal language. Nonverbal communication is the way they're standing, if they're rolling their eyes, if they got their hands crossed, if their legs are crossed, if they're turning their back. That's the nonverbal communication. Controlling your emotions and your behaviors. When you're in control of your emotion and your behaviors, you can communicate your needs without threatening, frightening, or punishing others. Paying attention to your feelings being expressed as you speak your words. So if you are aware of how you are feeling, you can express exactly what you want to others, that way you can come to some kind of agreement. Being aware and respectful of your differences by avoiding disrespectful words, that's the profanity, calling each other out of their names, and seeing other actions to resolve the problem faster. So then you gotta go to the resolution. There's a quicker way to release stress. The best way and the reliable way is to remember your senses. You got your sight, you got your sound, you got your touch, your taste, and your smell. Everybody responds differently to their sensory input, so you need to find the things that are going to help you be able to resolve this conflict that you're going through. So think about ways that you can relieve these stressful times while you're in this conflict. So the next thing is recognize and manage your emotions. Emotional awareness is the key to understanding yourself and others. Knowing your own feelings may seem simple, but many people ignore or try to sedate strong emotions like anger and sadness and fear. And that's something we should not do. We gotta let those things go so we can move past this quicker So the sooner we let go of all of these sad feelings or anger feelings, then we can move past this and get to a resolution of the conflict or the situation that we're dealing with. And then we need to be able to have the ability to handle what we are dealing with and connect with our feelings so we can be happy and come to a resolution with our team or our parents or our teacher or our peers or even on a job with our manager. The third thing is, as we talked about it before, the nonverbal communication. That's the posture, as I said, the head movement, facial expression, body contact. We got to know space, because if you get close to someone, they're going to poke you, they're going to touch you, and you're going to want to hit. And we cannot have violence. We don't want to have the violence. So we got to know that space that we need to have between one another when it comes to conflict resolution. So I'm going to give you some tidbits and some tips on how to manage that conflict resolution. First, you need to know the relationship between you and that person. That's the first thing. And maintaining that relationship, being able to prioritize in that, you can strengthen it. Rather than whining and having the argument, you should be able to prioritize and know where your relationship is and be respectful to one another and know the viewpoints. Then focus on the present. If you hold on to old hurts and resentment, then you can't move past, especially when it comes to personal relationships. You won't be able to move past anything, especially when you're in class and you got that failing grade on a test. You can't go back to that with the teacher. You need to move past it and go with the current present or go on to the future. The next thing is pick your battles. If that's not your fight, don't jump in somebody else's fight. Move on, because that's a conflict you don't want to get into. It's draining. It's something that tears you down and take up too much time and energy that you don't need to waste. The next thing you need to do is be willing to forgive. Forgiveness is the biggest thing, and a lot of people just cannot do and hold it. So hold on to it and hold it in their heart. But you know, God says that we all have to forgive, and that's the big one there. Forgiving, resolving conflicts is the number one thing that we need to learn how to do, and forgiving is part of that. So forgiveness is the absolutely key to moving past the conflict that we have. The next thing and the last and final thing is knowing when to let go. If you can't come to an agreement, agree to disagree. It takes two people to keep an argument going. And if the conflict is going nowhere, you can choose to disengage and move on. Let it go. Just let it go. So the last two important things is, if you can't seem to resolve this conflict and you are not communicating, and my first podcast was communication, now we're here with conflict. Be able to forgive and let it go. Remember, forgive, let it go. And on that note, remember, teach the life skills that are not being taught. And until the next podcast, have a great day.